Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. The day is December 23rd, 2009, 2 days before American Christmas, or I guess that's Christmas all across the globe. I am, as usual, Brian Kilby. With me, I have a special crew this week. I have Chris Triplett, John DeLuna, XV, Rob Springer, and JD. So, hey guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Thanks.
Happy Yule, happy solstice celebration, whatever you celebrate. So
Festivus.
Festivus.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah,
did
the Festivus thing a few years ago. That was fun. That was fun. The feats of strength was the best part.
Burning of the sheep day.
Indian leg wrestling, I think, was what we did.
You and who else?
Jason and Dusty. Dusty is 6'7", 330. He's a very large man.
Did Indian leg wrestling with two other dudes.
Christmas to you.
Yeah. I was there, and I don't remember two guys wrestling. What'd you do, go in another room or something?
Okay, it must have been the year before. I remember we all got together and Indian leg wrestled once.
I mean, he had the pole and everything, right? Because yeah. I remember seeing the pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. I used to Indian leg wrestle with an uncle of mine. It was always weird, you know, because you have to get naked, you know, and that's always, I don't know, that was a little strange.
Wow, that's too authentic.
That was the Oklahoma style. We didn't exactly do it that way.
Oh, you don't do it naked?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
You know, I guess the listeners really don't care so much about the Indian leg wrestling, and they're more interested in BotCon.
As an actual Indian, I have to say, that is not how we do it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get your facts straight.
Yeah, Springer is a traditional Native American name. So,
yes.
So BotCon 2010, Orlando, Florida, June 24th through the 27th. Is that correct? 24th.
Yes.
I'm totally stoked for this because it'll be the first BotCon for me in 2 years, and it'll be the first RFC BotCon. Since 2001. Technically, OTFCC 2003 was our last convention coverage, so it'll be a big year for us.
I'm just happy to be able to go again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm somewhere around the, 80% sure that I'm going to be there, so I'm way stoked. I've not been since Durham, so.
Yeah, I have a work conflict. One way or the other, I will work through it, so I'll make it.
I'm 90% going unless a major monkey wrench comes in and shatters this eggshell I'm walking on to get there.
But yeah.
I am definitely going. So, come on.
And XV and Chris are not.
Well, you guys can live for me.
I live for you every day, Chris.
Live for me. No.
We'll do the teacups a third time for you.
Yeah.
Yes!
But, I really excited. Do we have any idea what the convention set is? I've heard GoBots. I don't know if that's substantiated because...
No, we only have one vague hint as to what it's going to be. And that is a lost or forgotten
generation. Oh, people are thinking it's generation. G2. That's continuity. It. People are saying G2.
I'm hoping it's like Robots in Disguise.
No, I guessed Red and Ben pretty much told me no.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, I said it on my Facebook page and he was like, yeah, not so much.
Who was it? Who said no?
Ben Yee, he was just pretty much saying, no, we're not quite RID. That's all he said was not quite RID.
Is Ben working with FunPub?
Yeah, he's the one who did
He has been since the beginning.
Yeah, he's one of the advisors.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I knew
wasn't,
the Hartmans and Pete. I knew that they were. I didn't know Ben was. Never mind.
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah,
because
he did the whole story for when they did Deathsaurus and
2005.
Yeah, he wrote the comic, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah,
I thought he did.
I was there, and I don't even remember. That's great.
Wow.
I asked him, was Flame War Ratcha? And he was like, no!
Oh, of course not.
No.
There's no way.
No, surely not.
He was, and he started laughing, like, you know how many people's asked me that? And I was like, as many people know you?
BotCon 2010, Orlando, Florida. Big deal. We'll be there.
Be there.
Yeah.
You'll be there because we'll be there. You'll be there.
Yeah.
You're going to get coverage because we'll be there.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be huge. It'll be like Rob in a sack of bologna. Huge.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, sure.
Rob fired up.
Took it off.
Yeah.
We're stocking up on bacon now.
You're damn right.
Ooh, we should have
RFC BotCon bacon party.
Yes. We should have an on-site bacon party.
Okay. Starting next week, we will be planning the RFC bacon party for BotCon 2010.
Yes.
Did you hear that? This isn't an imaginary story. This isn't this will happen. This is great.
This isn't a what if story.
Yeah, no.
This isn't a what if. Yes. You will have a heart attack from all the bacon.
I'm bringing the bacon mayonnaise.
And dance around and eat bacon the whole time.
Yeah,
bacon mayonnaise? Ew.
Katie. Yeah, I don't know.
What? Bacon mayonnaise. Yeah, you can actually get that. Bacon flavored mayonnaise. How awesome is that?
Oh yeah, that's too much. The part of 6 tons of bacon is okay, but the bacon mayo has got to go.
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
So this will be the most disorganized episode of RSC this year because no one will be listening to it. It's a holiday, and no one listens on holidays. So we'll talk about bacon parties. Big news for RFC. We are now available at a new domain name, which is protecticons.com. Just thought I'd let you know.
Awesome.
Obviously.
I really don't have anything to talk about except for BotCon. That's pretty much all the show notes say is BotCon. Go ahead.
How excited have you been for BotCon like this in the past couple of years until now? I mean, I'm like, BotCon!
I was excited for 2005, 2006, and 2007, not so much. I was stoked for OTSEC 2004, but I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
I had it all planned out, and it just didn't work out with work. BotCon 05 was huge for me, but nothing since. Nothing really before that.
Well, this is just so different because of the venue, you know? I mean, this changes everything. And it's kind of timed right with the fan base, because the fan base over the last couple of years has started to get older and settle down and have babies and stuff like that. And so, I don't know, there's lots of, like, families now, you know, walking around the dealer floors. And so it's kind of oddly appropriate to have it at Disney World at some point. And so now's pretty good timing.
It's a family event. I mean, there is radio advertising for BotCon, which I don't know that they have always done that, but a fun pub does it. And it's built as a family event. And it really is. I mean, like you said, today fans are having babies. You know, 10 years ago, fans were stealing babies. And it's really changed. So the whole paradigm has shifted.
Yes.
So, BotCon, that's it. Hope you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you next.
Peace.
Let's see, what else? The Hasbro Q&A question, the new round, what's this, round 17 or whatever it is, those were posted today. Round 6.
Number 6.
At, 17.
Yeah. I don't know. These all run together. I follow these.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep track of them. Why do they number them?
Yeah, I don't know.
To make it easier to refer back to previous rounds.
I guess.
Because we do that like every day, you know.
Yeah.
This one's important because at the end of it, we'll find out who will challenge Hulk Hogan for the title belt, right?
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's UFC. I'm sorry.
So, the big reveal from this round is that Robot Heroes is... bye-bye.
And that is bad news.
Sad.
Love those guys.
Yeah. The other news is there's a website called PerryGamePreserve.com, and I have no idea what this is.
Somehow has contact with Hasbro to do this question and answer thing. Meanwhile, we don't.
Yeah, not yet.
Root to justice.
I guess with the TFormers.com deal, we'll have a little bit of, you know, way.
Well, we can only hope.
We can only hope. That's all that's really left, you know, is hope.
Yeah.
So,
except for Robot Heroes, there's no hope for that at all.
No hope hope at all.
Yeah.
Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low.
What else in the news? There's the masterpiece Ghost of Starscream. Why?
Why? Because it's clear.
Because it's Japan.
The Henkei Ghost Starscream is actually the first Ghost Starscream that I don't hate. But this is going to be the one that I hate most.
it's obvious why you hate them. Why do you not hate that one?
It's pretty. It's genuinely a pretty toy. It looks good. And, I mean, that justifies it. I mean, sure, the idea is played out, but it looks good.
I wonder if Masterpiece Ghost Starscream will come with Ghost Dr. Arkville.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Maybe we'll go with a painted Arkville for a change.
He should come with like an apron and a serving tray.
Well, somebody on AllSpark suggested that Ghost Starscream will just be a normal Masterpiece Starscream with a white cloth with two dots painted onto it.
Nice.
That's pretty great. How are they going to? I mean, obviously, I mean, the toy's already made of plastic, but I mean, the toy is so large that, I mean, how much light's going to pass through the clear plastic from one side to the other? It's not going to be at all translucent.
Well, yeah. not the torso. The wings will be fine, probably.
Yeah, the wings will be okay. But, I mean, it's just too big of a toy to really pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, all they can really do is make the light parts completely clear and uncolored.
Not to mention, how long have they been doing Masterpiece toys now? You think we could get that big fifth mold anytime soon?
Yeah, it's only been like 6 years.
I mean, well, Grimlock just came out, so they're still, you know, trying to whore that one. So
yeah. How many molds do we have now? We've got Prime, Megatron,
There's
Starscream,
four.
I mean, I don't know. It's been around 6 years and four molds, I guess. I don't know.
What have they done with Megatron? Is there nothing. A Mega? There's not a Megaplex version.
They didn't do anything with Megatron.
Like
No.
Megaplex makes perfect sense. They love making Megaplex.
I mean,
because there's nothing else to do with Megatron.
They've made Brave Masterpieces, at least, but still, the money trains Transformers, and we can only have so many white and black convoys to go around.
Well, there's still blue to do there.
Oh, God.
Masterpiece powered convoy.
G2 Grimlock.
G2 Grimlock, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
actually,
yes,
that would be awesome.
How many variations of G2 Grimlock? There's the turquoise. Is there a red?
I believe there's a teal one, isn't there?
I think
there's three of them. Three
was there a gold one?
Are just different shades of blue.
I don't think so, Chris.
Okay.
Well, they should make insane Dollar General knockoff version Masterpiece Grimlock with like random spikes in his back.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else in the news? New fans project figures. Bruticus deal?
Blast off, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blast off that comes with launch pad parts that you use to turn the rest of the figure into the upgrade version, I guess, which, okay. I mean, I guess if you have to throw in a whole new figure in order to do the upgrade kit, but that's kind of weird.
Is that what makes it scummier?
Yeah. I think it makes it questionable.
That's the thing.
It makes it questionable just as much as Fans Project's Defender. Otherwise, this is totally not Springer at all.
Defender's up for pre-order, and he's like $80. I'm just not interested.
Mm.
Yeah. Springer's a nice toy, but I'm not buying a bootleg for $80. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. And, well, I mean, it's like, oh, it's got die-cast. Okay, cool, great.
Otherwise, it would be $50.
Right, exactly.
Who cares about diecast anymore? It's not, nobody cares. We're past that. As a fandom, we are past diecast.
If you're a Hot Wheels fan, you care about it.
That is true, Chris.
Well,
if you're a Hot Wheels fan, you've got a whole other set of problems, though.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, you know, your meth addiction. I mean, there's a lot of things that
I don't know.
If you're a Hot Wheels collector, you have to come to terms with being a 65-year-old dude who goes and stalks Walmart at 4 in the morning for the newest little car.
So did you have to deal with these people when you worked at Walmart?
Well, no, I worked second shift, so I was spared most of that.
I dealt with them at Toys R Us, and oh my God, yeah.
So they're out there. They're still out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm not kidding about the meth addiction, man. Seriously. I still see them at Walmart. Because it's like, you know, it's one aisle over, you know. It's like Transformers and Hot Wheels. And it's like, you know.
That's a look 34 years into the future. Yeah. Just go over there. Oh, God. denim jackets and looking like an angry Michael McDonald. Oh, boy.
The thing with this Bruticus set that I don't really care for, besides the blatant blast off, actually that is the problem I have, but not from a ripping off Hasbro's designs perspective. It's just that, like with the Superion kit, you could take those parts and put them on any other version of that mold. And, you know, it's still what it was before, but it's got the benefit of the limbs and the feet and everything. But if you take this Bruticus kit and put it on the Energon version, you're still losing one of the original limbs to make it complete. You don't get right hand parts for it.
Okay.
You don't, okay.
So what there.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I didn't realize you had to sacrifice one of the guys is just going to be like sitting there on the ground.
Dump off the second tank blast off for the new shuttle blast off they made.
I never took my Super Link Bruticus out of the box.
Yeah, you sold him, didn't you?
I don't even remember.
Sounds like you really cherished him.
I'm kind of a crappy fan, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every week it's like the story of the figure that Brian sold.
And just a couple of days ago we were talking about classic Nemesis Prime.
I'm like, did that toy come out? It's like, oh yeah, I had that.
And sold it.
Yep.
I'm totally going to go down to Walgreens and buy about 5 Bruticuses and then sell them as a Rob Project Balkages or something.
Does your Walgreens still have those?
I'm pretty sure one of them around here does, at least a Big Lots. Because Big Lots is a bootleg robot selection has been pretty psychedelic lately.
I wish mine did. I never had the money to actually even pay for the knockoffs. So
now it's like
I have money and I want them.
My Big Lot still has the knockoff Beast Machines toys. So if I want, or the knockoff, Transmetal Optimal Optimus toy. So if I wanted like a third one of those, I could go out now and get it for like $7. But it's really not worth it.
The best fun bootlegs, though, is not going to Big Lots and all the cheap stores. Wait till Easter comes around and then go to, like, Kmart or cheap stores. Not the nice ones like Walmart or something. You got to go kind of a dirty store, and you'll find, like, I have a Transmetal 1 Optimus Primal that's purple and pink. It's just like,
I've got a pink Transmetal Primal, and it's a genuine one.
Yeah, it's just because the Transmetal coloring is gone.
Yeah, no, this one doesn't have no Transmetal to begin with. It's just pink and purple and funny as crap.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you'll be like, what is this? It's a Beast Wars Megatron that's like way too small and green.
The last couple of years, Kmart doesn't really seem to have been doing so well with the knockoff selection.
I think the last couple of years, Kmart has been doing so well, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one left in Georgia.
Every once in a while, I miss having a Kmart, and then I remembered that every time I went to Kmart, the toy section looked like the stockers had just opened up a box and sort of tossed it at the pegs, and then whatever landed on a peg.
That's not really Kmart's fault. That's a lot of stores are that way. Like I have Targets like that. So
yeah, it's the store manager's fault.
Yes. I'm more angry at Kmart going from a reasonably priced store to deluxes at mega prices.
Yeah. But you know,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? You know where you're not going to find deluxes at mega prices? Big Bad Toy Store.
Exactly.
The Great Big Bad Toy Store.
So this week, Big Bad Toy Store has Masterpiece MP08X King Grimlock in stock. The new version of Masterpiece Grimlock is listed at $249.99 and includes a shiny gold crown and his gun, allowing you to recreate his appearance from the original Marvel Transformers comic. He also comes in a special display box. Nice. I really
now
want
is
that.
This the one
that just come off the top
like
of your
the
head?
Comic book version?
Yes, it's the comic book version.
I appreciate this has like a half decent concept behind it.
Yeah,
like it's not just a random repaint. It's like, oh, okay, well here's why he looks this way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want that. I actually want that more than the original, except he doesn't come with everything.
I want MP09 Trypticon.
Oh, that would be great. Okay.
Or Overkill.
Ooh, that would look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It would be a white Takara repaint. Yeah. Oh.
Against the grain, guys.
And the world would suddenly come to an end.
Speaking of a white Takara repaint, device label Tigatron has been restocked, and we were a bit light on our first shipment of device label Tigatron, but we've just received another shipment and have plenty in stock. The great new toy comes has changes from the white and green tiger from Beast Wars into a 2 gigabyte USB drive capable of working on most computers. Yeah. Hey, I'm reading. I'm just reading.
What's this we stuff?
We at Big Bad Toy Store, because we represent Big Bad Toy Store when we do this ad.
Yeah.
We the people.
It's a royal we.
So yeah. It's $44.99. I love my device label Jaguar Ravage. And
do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite Ravage ever. It's the best Ravage ever, honestly. I was on ToyCast 30. With TFG1 Mike last week, and we were talking about Universe Ravage. And I did really like Universe Ravage until I got device label Ravage, and he is truly excellent. He is just a great toy. He has a hinged mouth. Well-proportioned. He's a good toy.
Would you like Universe Ravage better if you could plug him into your computer and let him run around on your screen?
Yeah, honestly, I would like you better if I could plug you into my computer and you would run
out
of my screen.
Yikes. I'll start looking into that possibility. But in the meantime, what about Ravage?
No, you know, honestly, I was really happy with Universe Ravage until the mold for device label Ravage is much better. The head is much better. The general shape of the body is much better. Sure, he doesn't transform into a cassette, but who cares?
Knows what a cassette is?
Exactly. Yeah. He is in every way a superior toy. Every way.
Except boom.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah, pick up device label Tigatron, or I wish I could, Masterpiece King Grimlock, because he is excellent at Big Bad Toy Store.
I'd get it just for having the crown. I wanted that from the first release, Grimlock.
Hey, JD, what do we have for this week in Transformers history?
Transformers history, there it is, December the 26th, 2007. Animated premieres, Cartoon Network, and what a joy it was.
And that episode has never been re-aired on Cartoon Network.
That's a shame. Yeah.
That is a shame.
Yeah. You know, I missed it when it first came out, and I had to wait for the DVD release over a year later to be able to watch it.
Oh, you were on dial-up. Oh, poor XD, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what an insult.
I have a fun story to go with that first episode of Animated. And this doesn't require guns or liquor either, so it's a good story.
Really?
Well, my girlfriend had went with her brother to go see... what was the Johnny Depp movie? Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. She was texting me the entire time saying how much she hated this movie.
I couldn't make it more than 10 minutes in.
I didn't bother.
Best version of that.
Yeah, I like Sweeney Todd. I like Johnny Depp. I like Tim Burton. But you know what? Get off the Hot Topic train to make something original for a change. Whoops, did I say that? I was watching Animated, the premiere, and I was like, oh, I am so much in better entertainment than you. Like, every time she said, this sucks, I was like, this is great. She's like, no, you don't understand. This is terrible. No, you don't understand. This is great. It was just like, I'm really sorry you're watching such a crappy movie. You should have stayed home and watched this. And let's see.
I absolutely love Animated. Let's go ahead and let's just jump into Twitter Theater, because it's the Christmas show and we were just talking about Transformers Animated. Human Error Parts 1 and 2.
Woot.
This episode has many notable things going for it. One is Professor Sumdac's little dance that he does, which is...
Another is Rengar's little dance that he does.
And bring the accordion.
Yes.
I love that. We get to see Electrostatic, or New Soundwave. In the virtual reality world, plus Rat Bat. So we at the end of the episode, or part 2, we get the axe battle between Optimus and Soundwave.
Awesome.
So much fun. I love that so much.
And then the excellent scene where they're eating as humans and Bulkhead has to go to the bathroom.
He goes to the ladies' room, and then Optimus wants to send Ratchet in after him. It's absurd and wonderful. Do you think this episode is in some the part one anyway, or is an homage to Only Human?
Oh, definitely.
I think it was intended to be. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Derek Wyatt, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right down to them having their clothing coordinated to their Transformers appearances.
Yeah, but it's yeah. so much better than Only Human.
I think it's
well,
better.
Yeah, it's not G1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, G1 is G1 season 3. It had Chris Latta in it. I mean, you know, it's a good episode, but
it's a great concept. It just didn't come out as good as it could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Rodimus did get laid.
Oh, I was gonna say that, but you maybe did. Yeah.
So I mean, there was some implied sex in that episode, which is kind of great.
Yes. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Oh God, we need to do a
children's cartoon.
We need to do Only Human.
It was the 80s. Come on.
Oh.
So great. So
what was the G1 comic with the similar with the Pretenders? Yeah. Anyway,
this is why we all need therapy these days. You know that.
Yeah.
But we're picking this episode because it was the Christmas episode of Transformers Animated. And it's really the only Transformers episode of anything that, you know, that had Christmas in it, wasn't it?
What about comics? Were there any comics?
I thought there
Christmas?
Was. Now I'm like trying to think because it's like I thought there was a few more, but
no.
No,
It was definitely nice to finally have one, though. I mean, it's kind of been a shame that we didn't get one until now.
Yeah, UK comics were great and all, but you know, for the kids growing up here in America, it's not helping.
No,
right?
Kids don't care about Simon Furman anyway, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Let's do a Furmanism with Christmas, guys.
Santa Claus is decapitated by Jesus. And he spits out some verbose statement about honor and glory.
That's South Park episode.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, Santa's just looming there like a vast predatory bird.
Yeah.
No. The kids, the orphans haven't got their toys yet. Can I do no less?
Yeah, no one is listening to this, nor does anyone here.
The Grinch's heart grew three times that day.
No one's listening to this except Simon Furman, who's really pissed off right now.
Mr. Furman, we apologize.
He's shaking his fist saying, it never ends.
Yeah. Of course, you know, when he wrote that, he really did think it was over.
Yeah.
So.
I just want to see the time he goes... When, you know, he always when I've asked him why have you killed Inferno so many times, and he literally goes, "I just kind of forgot I killed him." I just want to see him just go, "Look, no one cares to begin with.
Yeah,
it's Inferno. I could kill him 1,000 times in the same issue. You're the only person that's ever asked me, Headmaster Don."
Okay. Hey, Headmaster Don, if you're listening, we apologize. We have to get Headmaster Don on the show.
I know. I'm just pointing out.
He's such a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah, he's around. Bub,
now I'm here.
He's a fine gentleman. We're all thinking about Headmaster Don right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the holidays, we think about Headmaster Don every year.
Well, thinking about... Anyway.
I'm sorry, I'm playing with my device label Ravage, which came from Big Bad Toy Store.
Is that what they call it these days?
What? No,
It sounds like a good toy. How much is it again?
$24.99.
Where can you get it?
BigBadToyStore.com.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what my favorite Ravage of all time is?
Metal Ravage?
Nope. It's a bootleg Ravage I bought at, I think, OTSC 04 at a room party when all the trading parties got kicked out of the lobby. It's purple and green and the size of a real cassette. But it's that's the mold. It's the Ravage mold.
That is awesome.
Scaled up?
Yeah, it's scaled up, and I have one of those Soundwave tape players from the 80s, and he totally fits right in there.
Now, did they make an actual... I mean, they made a knockoff Soundwave that played cassettes. Is that...
No, I've got the... it's a tape player that's got the body like Soundwave. I mean, it doesn't transform or anything.
It's not like Shackwave. It's not like something using the same mold.
Yeah, yeah. It's a one-up size. It's about maybe like a Teddy Ruxpin size, and you push his head for play. Like, you push it down, and he plays, and you push it again to stop. And yeah, it's a real tape player that plays tapes. I mean, you should hear Iron Maiden through that thing.
I have AM Cassette Robot, and he's okay, but he doesn't play tapes or anything.
Yeah, I got him sealed up in his box somewhere around here. I'll styrofoam and everything, so he's AIDS-free. But,
oh, that takes me back.
No one listening to this has any context for what we're talking about.
You yeah. say that.
That's why we're so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ask
it's like watching
X-Man.
Letterman.
I was telling Tater X in an email today that I feel like we're the old fart show because we talk about really old stuff that nobody has any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're the only people left who sit around and can read a World's Worst fanfic and get all the jokes.
Yeah, there's no one left. I mean, if someone happens across World's Worst fanfic, they may get, you know, hey, Cheater likes pie, but that's
yeah.
God, yeah. If that.
You know what's sad, though, because there's not really any new jokes really taking it up its place other than the Bone Crusher hates stuff. And that's really it. You know?
Jam proliferated.
Well, it's still been a while.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, the fandom is so segmented now. I mean, you have mega websites like tformers.com and, you know, others. And they may develop their own in jokes, but there's nothing that really cross pollinates to the other boards. It's
Can
not
you
because-
imagine? If it was a completely different time and World's Worst fanfic was around, Hasbro might officially acknowledge something from it in a toy.
That would be the That's Four true. Horsemen and the Armada, I mean, the Energon comics. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's totally true.
Yeah.
Darn it, you know, what I regret is I didn't show up on Alt Toys Transformers like 6 months earlier where I could have got my name in Beast Wars. That would have been so awesome.
You could have been on a Space Station B Kilby or something?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You've been a sector of space.
Yeah.
Kilby sector. I get so annoyed at ATT because at the time I was using free internet from my school where they gave me free internet. But Usenet, like all the mountain news groups, it was such a pain in the butt to use them. I just foregoed it and like talked on Excite or Yahoo or something about my robots. And then by the time I get to use it, all the exciting stuff's over.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you show up on Alt Toys Transformers?
I think I finally, because I, after my school one, I got a People PC. I got to use my mom's internet connection. And because of the way it was, I couldn't still use Usenet. So it wasn't until I got my own ISP around maybe 01, 02.
Hey, did everyone have a chance to check out TFArchive.com's top 25 Transformers moments from the 25-year Transformers history thing?
Nobody's yeah. Right, so we
I described it, but that's what it is. It's the TF Archives top 25 Transformers moments. It's a pretty good list. We'll link to it in the show notes, but the list itself is pretty good. Except it's distinctly
it's alarmingly light on
one
animated.
Yeah, it's not like it's not. I mean, we know the people at TFArchive.com. We know that they are, you know, hardcore long-term fans. TF Archive's been around since, like, 1996. So, obviously, the list has a lot of good, you know, comic book references. And I don't have any problems except for it's lacking the Megatron Ratchet, you know, merging.
Usor?
Yeah. But
the help us thing,
the help us, yeah, but,
yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, it has like something from Revenge of the Fallen in it, which I kind of wish it didn't have. But it's the second best part. It's where, you know, I'll take you all on. But the actual best part of Revenge of the Fallen is Optimus Prime being dropped from Stratosphere. So,
I
thought you would say the end of the movie though.
I countered that the best part of Revenge of the Fallen was Optimus Prime's corpse being chucked out of a plane.
Yeah, that part is really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We love this man. We were on his death. Drop him. Damn.
That movie sucks so bad.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm just not even going to bother editing this episode because no one's going to listen. Yeah. But like I said on ToyCast 30, which you can get at geekcastradio.com, like I said, I don't care about the movies. I don't care about the movie toy line. But everything in between the movies is going to be gold. Not necessarily because you know, of any sort of inspiration because of the movie. It's just that so much love and attention is being put on Transformers because of the success of the movie. You know, it's almost guaranteed to be good. So look at Transformers Animated. Look how good that was. So the Transformer Hasbro and its designers have so much experience now designing good crap. You know, their marketing team is top notch. I guarantee you, Power Core Combiners will be an excellent line, and it'll be a worthy successor to Transformers Animated.
I hope so.
You know, honestly, like the whole Tales from the AllSpark thing, and outside of the movie, is so much better than the actual movie.
Yeah.
So it's maybe it's at least a starting point for better things. Or just more money.
Yeah, well, we owe a lot to the movie. I mean, you're going to owe a lot to the movie just because of its success. I mean, it's facilitating so much stuff.
Not to mention that movie has finally given you the chance to go to work without someone walking up and saying, "How's your robots, dork?"
Yeah, I mean, it's
I still get that here, though.
it's like the Star Trek movie. People now say they're a Star Trek fan who never watched anything else. I work with people that way. Well, not now, I did. But Transformers, everyone's a Transformers fan now because of the success of the movies. So, yeah, exactly. You can hold your head a little higher than you did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
I had people coming to me right after the 07 movie came out. And these are same people who, if they ever asked me anything about it, it was just sort of a friendly, did you get any new of your robots lately or anything? You're just kind of friendly with all, like, you spent how much? They were like, I love that movie. And I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, I love that movie. That was great. I know what you're on. Really? Really? Because what I like is nothing like that movie at all.
Yeah. Okay, so the top 25 list from actually, I should probably just pull that up instead of just trying to recount it from from memory. Oh, TFArchive.
Yeah, give it the link here.
Go to TFArchive.com and click on...
I really wish they would have did some shout out to the whole RID AEC era because let's face it, it did carry Transformers for quite a while.
It really did. I mean, there's a distinct lack of Skybite. So
yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, but, I mean,
you know, he's the greatest shark around.
He is. Okay, I'll go through the top 25. Inferno goes out with a bang, which is Legacy of Unicron Part 4, Transformers 149.
We were just talking about that a couple minutes ago, too.
That's every other issue.
Trailbreaker versus Grimlock, which is from Dreamwave's Transformers 1, which is what? Penetration or whatever they called it. Optimus versus SUV, which is from the... God, I hate that. From the
Optimus versus SUV. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Ultra Magnus versus Galvatron, round one, which is from Target 2006. Of course, the classic. Jeff Senior Furman comic. Scorponok's death from Transformers 75. I mean, that definitely deserves to be on the list. Hardhead Caps Nightbeat, which is Transformers Spotlight Revelation. Hardhead, honestly, I've read so little of the IDW comics at this point that I honestly I've never read that. So I'm just going to have to take their word for it.
Ooh, Evil Zombie Optimus Prime.
Dark Awakening is one of my absolute favorite episodes. I think my favorite, though, from the list is Blitzwing Saves the Day from Five Faces of Darkness Part 5 because, of course, I loves me some Five Faces of Darkness.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to get through the whole list, but we'll run out the top 10. Roller Rolls Out from Escalation number 4. I vaguely recall that. And Death's Head versus Shockwave from Legacy Unicron Part 2, Transformers 147. I read that like 15 years ago, so.
It was like a flash in the pan for me while reading. I was like, oh, well, there's Shockwave dead again.
Yeah, so big deal. But I do love Death's Head. Man, you know, I'm looking over all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I read that, like, in the 90s, like, on a really bad... Actually, I forgot even who was doing it, but I was... there was a website we were doing Marvel UK scans for, and I may have scanned that issue, honestly. memories. But it's been forever since I've read most of this stuff. 11, though, of course, is good. It's the end of Agenda Part 3. Beast Wars Megatron shoots Optimus in the head, you know... Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, I think everyone got a little not just from Ravage showing up on screen, but when he was walking around that arc, you know, everyone was just like, "Oh, dude, next season's gonna have like Megatron and Optimus." And
they did want to feature some of the Seekers, but it was just going to cost too much money for the movie. Skipping ahead, of course,
number 13,
my favorite episode of Transformers ever, probably, which is Web World. I love that episode so much.
Galvatron on the couch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heavy Metal War is 15. Megatron, where of course he borrows all the powers from his Decepticon cohorts and beats the living crap out of Optimus Prime. Code of Hero, blah blah blah. Who cares? Movie, who cares? Other Voices Part 2.
Megatron like wins fatality.
Yeah, I like the title at least.
Yeah.
I remember reading this at my grandmother's house right after I bought it, and like the whole issue reading, you know, I guess I was being slow or whatever, and then when Shockwave shows up at the end and shoots them all, I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no correlation.
Of course, that's better than the alternate ending that they had where...
Yeah.
They got it wrong anyway.
The issue's 4 and the cover's 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Preceding decade turns out to be a slideshow. War Without End, Transformers Generation 2, number 1. Yeah, I love the cover. Big deal. I'll take you all on. Been there, done that. Soundwave resigns himself to war. Space Pirates Part 6, Transformers 187. It's really UK comic-centric, or really Furman-centric, this whole list.
Well,
isn't the site very UK-centric anyway?
It didn't used to be.
I thought it was.
I know that, I mean, like, you know, Nevermore is big there, and Nevermore is, of course, he's from Germany,
right.
But otherwise, you know, this is really enthralling listening, I know.
well, you're so into it.
Yeah, Nightbeat, Harpoons, Thunderwing, that was great. And the Autobots arrived, beginning in 2007.
Yeah,
hey,
really...
that's the end of the list.
Yeah, you know, they should totally take out the first and last Transformers movie stuff and actually insert in some Transformers animated.
Skybite.
That's the thing. Of the 25 things on this list, there's nothing from animated. There's nothing from RID. There's nothing from the Unicron trilogy.
Unicron
that's
trilogy.
Not good.
Oh, it's not a toy list. I can totally justify there not being any... Unicron trilogy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's great in the Unicron trilogy?
I can honestly justify not having any RID. I love Skybite. I love the episode The Fish Test. I love... There's so many things I love about RID, but none of them are anything that I could say is actually good. It's mostly for ironic purposes. And the fact that they did lovingly translate, you know, Skybite, who is phenomenal.
I will tell you what is worthwhile from the animated from Unicron trilogy, and it is the first episode
Carnival.
Of Armada with the introduction of Optimus and Megatron.
I could agree with that with the voices,
that, you know, and the reintroduction of those characters back in similar Generation 1 form. I mean, that was a decent moment. It was all downhill from there.
Yeah,
but,
I'm just not feeling that.
Yeah. That is worthwhile.
Well, you know, the comics had that pretty fun storyline where Galvatron and all G1 guys came over and fought.
You know, that was Furman, wasn't it? That was his
first
run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I loved the Armada comic when it was Chris Sarracini. That's the only thing he ever wrote that I cared about. I loved the Armada comic, but the Furman comic, just don't care at all. Yeah,
Armada, just for... stupid mini cons. I like mini cons.
Yeah, that wasn't necessarily great for the show.
Yeah.
This isn't like, you know, greatest toy moments or, you know, anything.
Right.
But animated should be in there somewhere for
But what would be? What would you take from animated? What would go in? I mean,
whole 3 seasons.
Axe Battle. I mean, we just talked about that.
We were talking about that.
Hey, I'd accept Axe Battle. That was pretty awesome.
I mean, the last episode, when the Autobots touch down back on Cybertron briefly, and you get to see that big, you know, shot of everybody, and Optimus has the Matrix, and they're, you know, they have Megatron bound, and Prowl is being, you know, carted off with honor. That was great, but...
Mm-hmm.
Starscream really handing out the six-pack of whooping in that first movie thing.
No, they should have for animated is the sequence where Megatron keeps killing Starscream over and over and over.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's a good one.
How about when when you find out Omega Supreme is their ship.
That's yeah, pretty when amazing. Ratchet wakes up Omega Supreme, that's great.
I mean, that's one of my favorite things in the entire series.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying the animated doesn't deserve, you know, that there's nothing in animated that's great. It's just there's not a whole lot that I can call out that I love it as a whole. But there's like
it needs to be in there just as an acknowledgement of it.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things that right now it's like the whole thing. But here in a few years after it's came and gone, we'll be able to pick out more things that not just overwhelmed by the total quality, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Watching G1 as a kid, I mean, it just kind of all ran together, especially season 2. But now I can actually go back and pick out things I really loved, like, oh, goodness. XV mentioned last week. Was it XV mentioning Ultra Magnus saying, you know, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Give me the bomb. I mean, that's
yeah, like, I was pointing out how Ultra Magnus has no sentimentality at all.
Fighter Flea is a fun episode anyway. It's not necessarily the best episode of season 3, but it's a good episode. Of course, you know, there are bad episodes in season 3, you know, Carnage and C Minor. It's pretty bad.
I think the best way to think about it is, you remember after Beast Wars, like around Beast Machines, Red, everyone's like, well, what was the best thing about Beast Wars? Everything was awesome.
Yeah.
And a few years later, it became The Agenda, Code of Hero, Bad Spar. Mm-hmm. You know, it was great.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be the stuff that actually holds, you know, that lasts the test of time.
Okay. Let's insert this memetically into the Transformers consciousness. The best scene ever from Transformers Animated is the Axe Battle from Human Error Part 2. I love that. So if we can sort of just sort of meme here, the best Transformers Animated moment is Soundwave versus Optimus, the Axe Battle. Pass it on.
I think it's killing Starscream.
No. See, you're sending interference waves. I'm trying to insert this in.
We're trying to send this out into the ether, dude. You gotta focus.
So I can just disconnect XV too. That'll.
We're trying to make this sticky.
We're trying to make this stick.
Ha ha.
Or I can just go
killing Starscream.
No,
I'm gonna say Axe Battle. Because it's an axe battle.
It's an axe battle with Rat Bat.
It's a battle of axes.
With Rat Bat.
It involves
killing Starscream.
Okay.
We're burying you.
We're going to take applications for a co-host next week.
No, we're not. I get too many emails, people wanting to be a co-host on the show. Guys,
which
listeners.
Awesome.
We love the fact that people want to be on, but we have our cast. Now, if anyone wants to, like, contribute, we will take, like, segments and ideas like that. But as far as, like, being on the show, we'll gladly do interviews. If you can, like, send us an email and let us know, you know, like brian@tfradio.net if you want to email me. If you have something interesting you want to talk about. But as far as, like, our cast goes, that's down. We have it down. If we ever fire XV, we'll let you know. But until then, we'll gladly take submissions, but we can't add another person because it's gangly enough now. I mean, like, my screen's about, you know, overwrought with people because of Chris being on the show, but that's because we're not doing new sound.
Sorry.
That's all out Chris, not to make him feel bad.
Smells like a gym locker room in
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Okay?
Now, if Turin was here, I mean, it was, man, we just couldn't hold it all.
Yeah.
Renting out a room.
Yeah, we basically would have to.
Yeah. Speaking of, BotCon 2010. Woo!
BotCon 2010. So, John, people are wanting to room with you. Now, doesn't Jamie have dibs on that?
And go.
Okay, never mind. So, where are we coming, dude? Oh, God. I've completely lost track of what we're supposed to be doing right now.
We're supposed to be talking about our Christmas moments or something, aren't we?
Chris, why don't you start that out, since your name is Chris?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Put the Chris back in Christmas.
Yeah, so what is your favorite Christmas, or what is a memorable Christmas moment for you, Transformers related?
Jeez, the only one I can think of is just probably what everybody else had was, you know, getting Optimus Prime for Christmas. Honestly,
I never got Optimus Prime for Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, I got him, but I don't know if I got him like the year that the toy actually came out, or if it was like the next year or what it was. But I remember getting it for Christmas. I don't remember which year I got it though.
So we've had you on the show so that you could tell us that you got Optimus Prime for Christmas.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Well, Chris, I told you before we started the show what you should have told us.
XB,
and I've totally forgotten what was
XB, why don't you go? Why don't you tell us your Christmas story in the style that you wanted this Chris to do it in?
My family doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
No.
Oh.
Festivus?
No.
Are you Jewish?
No.
See, I didn't think you were Jewish.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not Quanta.
Yeah, he clearly sounds not Jewish.
Interesting. I wish I didn't. I would gladly not celebrate Christmas, but...
All it takes is not celebrating Christmas.
That's true.
That's true. It is a choice. Yeah.
It sounds so easy, and yet...
It's really
year
not.
After and year. Yeah,
celebrating Christmas is not a genetic predisposition.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but year after year, December comes around, and you start buying things, and people start buying things for you. So
putting
you feel obligated
tacky colored lights on everything.
So the fact that I didn't get you anything for Christmas is not a big deal.
Hey, if you want to give me gifts, I'll gladly accept them. You know, but that's true any time of the year. So
I have your address, but I was just going to like drop you off something when I visited you, or buy you a meal. I don't.
You can give me his gift.
Not now.
If he doesn't want it.
Now, yeah. I was going to give him some like. Component video games. Let's see. Yeah. So XB has nothing to share.
Yeah.
Well, he shared enough already.
So, John, what do you have Christmas? Do you have any Christmas memories?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I clearly remember the year I got Trypticon for Christmas, and of course, in my memories, he was gigantic and, you know, like as big as me. I'm sure he wasn't. And I guess the nice thing is I still have him, like the beat up, burned carcass of that original toy.
Burned?
So, well, I mean, you know, I mean, he's probably got like water damage and, you know, he's been through the mud. And I mean, you know, he was played to death. Like I played with him until he all but just fell apart. And so it's kind of cool to still have that. I mean, I've still got a couple of toys like that, but it's cool to have that memory and have like the actual toy still, the original toy, not something you bought later as a collector. So, I mean, you know, that's probably my fondest memory.
Cool.
Dude, I just totally had a memory pop in my head. It's like one of those, you know, you had a memory, but you forgot about it, and now it's back.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They also call those false memories.
Exactly.
I call it a night with night train.
It was a Headmaster Christmas. Scorponok, Highbrow, is that his name?
Yeah.
Helicopter. Mm-hmm. And crap. It's gone. Sorry.
That was his name.
You're just making this up.
No. No, this was like, jeez. It was Scorponok, Highbrow, and who was the Target Master? Blue and red car looking guy. Crosshairs, yeah. It was good.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
JD, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, well, I know, like, probably one of my more memorable was when I got a Double Dealer and a Sure Shot. So, yeah, that was pretty.
I have been given two Sure Shots. From the same person, actually, I think, which is kind of strange.
That person really likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, there was also the year that I got Micro Machines when I wanted Micro Masters, but, you know.
Bummer.
That's a fair trade.
It's not
the
same.
You know, they're connected, of course, because of John Machida, but.
Right.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah. At the time, it didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, by that logic, FedEx is also connected to Transformers.
Yeah,
how many of them have you gotten by FedEx? Yeah. Think of that, smarty pants.
Awesome. Have we interrupted? Have we interrupted your story, JD? Or
no? I mean, it's I mean, honestly, I didn't. I didn't get a lot of Transformers for Christmas, and I particularly never got like a. you know, like a really big Transformers figure for Christmas. So, you know, I didn't get like a Trypticon or, you know, like most people would have, you know, most kids got eventually, or, well, not most, but some would get like the Trypticon or Scorponok or whatever. And I, no. I did use Christmas money to buy my Power Master Optimus Prime, though. So there you go.
That's good.
Nice. Yeah. Nice choice.
Robo-Rob.
Well, seeing how pretty much every Christmas since their inception has something Transformers-related has found its way under my tree, including pre-Transformers, like I had Diachrone toys and stuff as a kid. I think I'd say really the one that stands out most is when I did get Power Master Prime in the fifth grade, because I was just, I really wanted that toy. I mean, I really, really want, I know everyone thinks this is breaking and sucks, but I don't care. I wanted that dang toy. I mean, I had the Marvel comic where they introduced them and stuff, and I read the thing at least every day. I was like, so wanted that toy, and I got him, and I was like, yes! And then I spent like 5 hours putting on the stickers on, because that was a lot of, I was tired. I had to take a nap. I mean, and my dad was yelling at me because, like, one of them, the one of the lines on the trailer, yeah, no tampos back then, kids. You had to put those lines on by hand, and right in the middle of plastic with nothing to guide against. You just kind of had to hope you had the right measurements going on. And just putting it on, my dad was like, "You've got it crooked." And I'm like, "No pressure." And I was like, "God, I'm still thinking about that. I'm gonna go open up another one. I've got like a billion Power Master Primes now, including that same one, by the way."
Nice.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, obviously, not obviously, I guess, I've gotten a handful of Transformers for Christmas over the years. I got a Slag for Christmas. It was one of my first Transformers. I got a Brainstorm for Christmas.
Didn't you break that Slag?
As soon as I opened it.
Yeah.
But really, for me, Christmas has always been about Transformers I didn't get. I remember very fondly sitting and looking at the 1987 JCPenney Christmas catalog. Ooh. I remember looking at the Fortress Maximus and just dreaming about how big that toy had to be and how badly I wanted it. But alas, no. I remember, but probably my most vivid Transformers memory is Christmas-related memory anyway, is wanting a Mega Supreme. I wanted a Mega Supreme. I wrote to Santa Claus for Mega Supreme. I wrote to Jesus for Mega Supreme. I wanted this toy so desperately bad, and I was certain that I had it. So Christmas came, and I had a good-sized box from my grandma. It was the last gift. It was large enough to be a Mega Supreme. I ripped the paper off of it, and it was just a generic box. Well, you know, a Mega Supreme could have fit in that generic box, you know, a box within a box. I opened it, and inside was three GoBot model kits. Not even GoBots. She got me the
Converters.
GoBot. Yeah, the model kits. That was the crappiest Christmas ever.
You gotta post those photos, though.
Yeah, I've got those somewhere. I probably have them on Flickr. I'll post that. That was a page off of my old, the original version of BrianKilby.com, which was on GeoCities, and it's now defunct. But I wanted a Mega Supreme desperately, and no, I got GoBot model kits.
But you got him now, don't you? Do you still have him?
No, I sold it.
This is all so disingenuous.
As a Transformers fan, I have owned every single Transformer that I've ever wanted, except for Desaurus, Desaurus, however you want to say it. So I can say that I'm a very lucky Transformers fan, that I've owned everything I've ever wanted, excluding one. But I just get dissatisfied, and I end up selling them, because I can usually make back my money and then some on them. So
priorities, people.
Yeah. So I mean, I actually bought Brave Max with like my first paycheck, and I ended up selling it for like a 250% profit like years ago. So,
yeah. Do you ever like regret selling these things or what?
Usually it's something that I sell that not like a very – we were talking about Nemesis Prime earlier. I sold Nemesis Prime, the original Armada toy, on eBay for like $25. It was a good markup from what I paid for it, and I kind of regret that. I regret selling Metal's Ravage. not that it was that great a toy. It's just it was kind of cool. I sold a Megaplex, the eHobby exclusive, and I kind of regret that. But I mean, you know, Omega Supreme, don't care. Jetfire, don't care. Overlord, don't really care. Star Convoy, I was lucky enough to get a reissue after I sold it, so. You know, it's not really a big deal. It's parting with a toy like that, a toy that you still like. It's kind of like something. It's kind of like a different experience for being a Transformers fan. It's kind of like gives you a different context. And you know, there's some regret, but you know, eventually I'll probably end up getting the toys back anyway.
It's okay, Brian. You'll be reunited one day.
Yeah, we'll meet again.
And then you'll sell them again.
You'll meet again.
Yeah. Don't know where. You don't know when.
Somewhere. There's several toys from the old days that I want that I probably will never get just because I refuse to pay some of the prices. But at the same time, I've got like a Ziploc bag of 20 Action Master Jazzes. So I don't know if there's much logic in my collecting methods.
You have a very large collection, don't you?
I don't think so, but everyone tells me so.
I mean,
so
you're featured in the Atlanta newspaper for the size of your collection.
Yeah, and they spent a whole paragraph on me.
It's over 2,000 pieces, isn't it?
I think it's around 3, but I could be wrong, give or take.
I think once you pass the 2,000 mark, it's considered. I would consider anything over 2,000 a large collection.
Yeah, it's everyone says it's really large, but I'm like, no. But then again, maybe I just got a problem here.
Yeah.
You're in denial. Meth addicts would say that they don't have it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a large basement. You ain't getting nowhere in that thing.
Yeah.
It's full of Tupperware boxes full of toys.
I ended up selling something on the order of like 8,000 or 9,000 comics a few years ago, maybe more than that. And it's just because I ran out of room. I ended up selling them for like a tenth of what they were worth. At BotCon back in
what is a tenth of nothing, Brian?
Nice. Back at BotCon 2006, I ended up selling John Runsky like $600 or $700 worth of Transformers for like $80 on the show floor just because I was out of room. I'm a sucker.
Jeez, yeah.
Does anyone, John, do you remember me carrying around just a box of Transformers crap and giving it away?
I sure do. That was a good time.
Yeah, I gave away a bunch of the Titan trades. I just had a box of random craps. Like, hey, I don't have any room. Does anybody want this? And for some reason, there were a few trades that no one took. I think I still ended up keeping the G2 reprints, so. Weird. Oh well. Merry Christmas, everybody. Do we have any final thoughts or anything we want to plug? This may be our last independent RFC. Really don't know if the next week's show is going to be the first TFormers.com show or if we'll wait till the one after the first of the new year.
Does this mean we all have to be in business casual and we can only wear jeans on Friday?
That's already where I dress.
No, I think we probably want to actually plan more.
Yeah.
At that point.
I think I have a nice holiday message I'd like to shoot out to our listeners.
Okay.
Did Rhinox fart again?
XV, talk about dead meme. Jeez. dead meme. I guess it smells like it in here after one of those. Oh, yo. Anyway. You know, this Friday it's coming up. It's Christmas. Or, you know, a lot of people don't celebrate Christmas. I think Hanukkah was last week. I'm sorry, I've got Jewish friends, but I'm really bad off on when that one takes place. But Hanukkah's recently passed. I don't even know when Kwanzaa happens.
My condolences.
Yeah.
Your Jewish friends don't like you, I think.
Yeah. Oh. But, well, they celebrate Christmas, so.
It's hard not to.
Yeah. You know, Kwanzaa, I don't know when it is, but I know it's coming up. And Festivus, whatever. And if you're like XV's family and you're just celebrating that Alf is on DVD, you know, whatever. I just hope everyone has a really nice one and remembers what really matters, not how much you spend on everyone, not how much ever. It's just the fact that you actually have someone to spend even a dollar from the Dollar General on. And also, I would just like to add in.
Sorry.
Rhinox farted.
Nice.
Wait, did you say Alf was on DVD?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
Go.
Well, guys, that's it for XV for tonight.
Yeah, Best Buy is still open.
Yeah. He is running in his little whitey tighties. We're down the highway.
God. That's an image.
And that same helmet he wears in his little picture there.
Same. Oh.
Okay, so I'll be on the last tformers.com podcast next week. I think it'll probably be posted Tuesday. We'll be recording it Monday night. So we all want to wish Ironhide 1975 a fond farewell. I think with the passing of the tformers.com podcast, I'm going to change my name to Seaspray 1979. So
there you go.
I think that's what we'll probably do. Yeah.
I think I'm going to revert back to an older screen name.
Yeah, I'll go by J. Dale for the show. Then.
Yeah, I'll just go by Tiger Megatron.
Awesome. Okay, so anything else? Anything else?
Mad Dog 2020 is very cheap, guys. Drink it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have anything else. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
And a happy New Year.
Happy Elf. Elf is on DVD. How about that?
Boy, I can hear the smile through the speakers.
Grinch's heart just through three times today.
Yeah. Okay, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening, and we're sorry.
You've been listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet radio show online since 1999. Visit us online at www.tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Join in the discussion on our Facebook fan page. Search Facebook for Radio Free Cybertron. Also follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2009, Radio Free Cybertron. Till all are one.
One what?